Okay. Depends on your perspective, right? If you're a collector, sure. It's nothing like a Moog. If you're just a sound designer, there's lots of things like a Moog, right? I think. Right? I've tried a lot at this point. So I might offend people, right? If people who are like, the Moog analog sound is unique. If you want to think that, that's fine. But I think if you want a mini Moog, right, or you want something like a grandmother or something, you could do it in software, you could do it in hardware, you could do it in digital. It just takes effort. So, but I appreciate that. Appreciate your perspective. Let's see. Can you create this list with a Slim Fetty? Yeah. Yes, you can, Andrew. Needed to be a little softer. Add some donut. Nice. Yeah, the Slim Fetty's great. Do you remember all those years? Like, through all of the 90s, I think. Was it Jordan Rudess? The Slim Fetty was his favorite synth, and he used it everywhere. Like, his whole rig was just stacks of Slim Fetty's. So, no C major today, Andy. Sorry. We did G, A, F now, and then we're going to go to E. Sorry. Diva. So everyone loves Diva. I've never tried it, so, but everyone loves it. As far as, you know, the Yuhi synths go. I really like the Zebralette. I'm excited for Zebralette. Zebra 3. He ended up slaving them together and layering them, and that's like the majority of the synth bass on Thriller is two mini Moogs layered on top of each other. So I don't know whether that's true or not, but I've heard that from numerous sources over the years. Who knows? It could be something to fight over, just like, you know, which synth was used in Van Halen's Jump off of the 1984 album Oberheim, or what, you know, people argue about that too. Let's see. Yeah, Zebra. I like Zebra from Yui. Let's see. Okay, we're arguing over Duck Season or Rabbit Season. That's fine. What are we in now? We're in F. Okay. So F's rolling. Get your Model D out of storage for... Yeah, you should. That's a good synth. Who says it wasn't Oberheim? Someone said it wasn't an Oberheim. I remember, I mean, you know, musical gear forums. You could say any statement and someone will argue something else against it, right? So, anyway. Let's see. Yeah, Quattro. Yeah, I seem to recall that fellow too. It's the guy with the curly hair. Yeah. All right. So we're in F. All right. Let's clean this up again. All right. The problem is you need to start from nothing when you go here. So let me see here. All right. So there's a sawtooth. Let's turn this down for a second. We're doing classic Moog sounds today, apparently. Oscillators one octave apart each. Too broad for to doing a lead. Now let's play with the delay. So here's the reason to buy a Matriarch, okay? If you are really into vintage gear, okay, and you looking at the price of the Matriarch. The Matriarch, I forget how much it is. A couple grand, I think. 1,700, something like that. Used, 1,500, maybe less. If you want to go buy a Mogafoger 104D delay, those pedals are $2,000 used. You could get, and that's what's in here, but a stereo version. So for the price of a Matriarch, you get a Mogafoger analog, a classic Moog analog delay, plus a synthesizer as an add-on, so it's a benefit. Thank you. Yeah, buy the pedal, get a synth, basically. So. If anyone else snuck in and I missed him, sorry. It's good to see. Thank you for being here. There's like a Simpsons theme song in here somewhere. Starts doing weird stuff. Let's see. Thank you. processing. What was your question, Kieran? I like the colorful matriarch more than the black one. I know everybody really loves the black one, but there's something about the angry fruit salad version, as I call it, that just makes me happy. I mean, it's behaving right now, so I'm not sure. Carpenter. Close. No. Soundtrack is by Queen. It's the villain's theme. Here we go. It's Ming's theme. It flashed before your eyes. That is by far my favorite soundtrack of all films. All right, let's see. Yep, take care of your shoulder. Casual noises, I'll see ya. I'm wrapping up too. It's 2:52, so we'll chit-chat here for a few minutes, and then I'll call it a day at 3. So, any questions, comments, observations? Let's see what's going on out in the world of synthesizers. I don't really do like synth news and stuff like that, but I don't know. People are going insane for the Moog Muse. That's cool. I'm happy that it seems to be a success. Good for them. I can only imagine that like the Muse and the Labyrinth and stuff, it takes so long to develop a synthesizer. Those things have to have been in the pipe already. I don't think those are in music. Moog synths. I think those are Moogs. Those are the last gasp of the Moog synths, right? So, who knows? What do you guys think? The guys are talking about cider and lager. I cannot drink anymore. My heart is... My cardiologist was very clear with me. They were like, if you so much as have a shot or a beer, your heart will explode. Her words, not mine. So, yeah, no. But I do miss cider at the down at the pub. 5 years in the Muse making, 100% Moog. Oh, Vic. Hey, man. Good good. Glad you made it. Vic Corftron has use and is very happy with it, as far as I can tell. Spectrovox had to be in the pipe forever. Yeah, for sure. And the Labyrinth, too. I mean, I was sad, right? So many people shit all over the Labyrinth. I like it. I think it's great. I got in a big fight on someone else's Discord server. Not a big fight. I got into an internet argument because people were shitting all over it. And then they were shitting all over the people who liked it. They're like, yeah, all those people who do generative music, man. Those people were, they're saying disparaging things to them. And I'm just like, there's a large body of people, and I have a lot of friends who are all into generative music. I can understand if it's not your thing, like you don't dial it in. It's like, ooh, I want to hear that. But, it's a thing. Anyway, got in a big argument about it. And then, whatever. This is true. Here's a thing I learned that I think is pretty awesome, actually. If you're on a Discord server with someone, you're having an argument. And I say Discord because Discord has voice channels where you can go in and physically talk to each other, like with audio, like phone call. So we were going back hot and heavy, text, rah, 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 rage, everybody's getting upset. And someone else said, why don't we all just go in the chat room and talk it out? And we did. And honestly, I didn't agree with the guy I was fighting with, but we were civil and we were polite and we worked out our perspectives in such a way that while I still don't agree with him and he doesn't agree with me, we are polite. And the server discourse in text after that was friendly. So, if you get in an argument with someone, see if you can talk to him vocally. You have a dad moment. I know you're all my age or older, probably. So I'm not like blinding flash of the obvious, but I like Discord, and I'm on a lot of Discord servers, and they all have voice channels. So the next time I get in an argument with someone, I'll be like, let's go talk it out. Anyway. Jeff, you can read the sarcasm between Jeff's lines there. Basically AI, worst of all music. I like the Labyrinth. I think it's awesome. I really like those phase-lock loop Turing device sort of melody generators. Love them. Not because I need them to generate I'm fully capable of generating a melody, but I like the idea of a stream of randomness that you take a snapshot of, and that snapshot, then you lock it. Phase lock loop, you lock it in place and it starts repeating. And as soon as something starts repeating, it gets legitimized, right? And then it's on you to build stuff on top of it. It's freaking awesome, man. Like it's just an idea creator, and there's two of them in there, and you could play them against each other. It's great. It's a great idea. And I know someone built one in like Bitwig's Grid or in Reactor. They built it in Max for Live or something, which is great. If you have those, go try it out. It's pretty cool. There is a great analog synth that has big chonky knobs other than the Minimoog. Sure. Vermona Performer. Oh, yeah. I've seen a bunch of the Vermona synths. They do have big chonky knobs. I'm not saying that Moog's the only people who do that, right? But there is something to be said for chonky knobs. Let's see. Did I miss anything here? Let's see. Still haven't explored Discord. Not sure if it's for me. Hey, Marky. Welcome. Discord is yet another chat thing. It's threaded conversations or not threaded, open forum conversations. It's a useful tool if it works for you, or if it doesn't, that's fine. There's tons of Facebook groups too. There's Hardware Jam's Facebook group. I can't get into it. I really want to because a bunch of my friends are in there, but I just, I cannot do it. Right? See what else is going on. I wish the SCO2 had chonky knobs. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, those are teeny, teeny, tiny. But what makes the SCO2 super awesome, man with beard, and I think you'll probably agree with me, is presets, right? And from the preset perspective, a lot of people are like, presets are dumb, don't use presets. Presets are awesome for one thing. Like, Well, two things. One, providing you with some sound examples, which is nice. Do you have to use them? No. But the most important thing, I think, about synths that have presets, the thing I like best about it, is after you make something awesome, you can frickin' save it. And then later, you don't have to rebuild it again, right? So presets are great. If the Matriarch, if there was a module I could install that would let me save presets on the Matriarch, I absolutely would. I'd pay $1,000 for it. So there's a challenge. Get to work. If I don't, I should probably caveat that with something. Otherwise, like, Jeff Hopkins will actually go do it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm not going to do this because other people have done it. And I don't know, if I do it too, it's sort of, I think it lessens that. But if you guys are hanging out in any synth communities and you ever met Inky the Cat, Inky the Cat, she died this week. It was kind of a surprise. And some people have had like moments of silence for her and things like that. I'm not going to do that. Not out of disrespect, but simply I don't want to copycat and then lower the gesture of other people. But just know that a really kind synth nerd has passed away unexpectedly this week. And I guess a couple of weeks ago, one of the Behringer demo guys also did. It was also very helpful. So just think about it. Count your blessings. Pet your pets. Pick up your kids. That kind of stuff. Let's see. I have to, Michael, I have to get my hands on Vermota stuff. My friend Bob, I've got a friend named Bob. Bob has a couple pieces of Vermota gear. The next time I get over to his place, I'll play with it again. He's got a drum machine and something else. And they look cool. They look intimidating, actually. Big metal things. So, yes, Karen, that's what presets are for. Yeah, Lisa. Yeah, Inky the Cat Lisa. She was born the same year I was. So a bit of a wake-up call. Anyway, it's 3 o'clock. I am going to call it a day. So I made it a whole hour, right? So there is steady progress. Still fucking hurts, but it is what it is. Tomorrow I'm going to get my heart shocked. They're going to put me to sleep, do the cardio version on me. I'm full of drugs that keep my heart beating regularly, but only after they kickstarted. So, and I went off beat because I was taking pain meds for the shoulder. The pain meds fucked with my heart rhythm. And then, anyway, so that's what that's all about. So tomorrow I'm going to get shocked. I'll be fine. Had it done like 3 times. Not a big deal. They use computers. but I'll be online. And so today, last week I tried to stream and almost made an hour. Today we definitely made it an hour. So that's good. I'll stream again next Sunday. All right. And so thanks for showing up. Have fun. And I'll see you around, see you on the channel, YouTube videos, etc. I'm going to have a YouTube video coming out this week or next week about the Matriarch in detail, about like what's the new routing system and what modules am I using to insert stuff into it. So if you're interested in that, that video is coming. But other than that, that's about it. All right. So everybody, have fun, and I'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.